You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe, and that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you can make up words. So today I want to talk to you about how you can use journaling to fall in love with your body. So we've talked before on this podcast about using journaling to love yourself, but in that episode, we were more so talking about loving who you are as a person. And today I want to talk about loving your body, which I think is probably, for a lot of people, much harder than loving who you are as a person. I know it's harder for me. And I will just tell you, my relationship with my body is so complicated. Like, for real. It is probably the most complicated relationship in my life. Now, of course, cancer has a lot to do with that. In case you're new here, I am a cancer survivor. And when you go through something like that, it does, of course, complicate your relationship with your body because you feel like your body betrayed you. So I, went through times where I felt like I couldn't trust my body. But it's weird because even though cancer on some days made me feel like I couldn't trust my body, on other days I would look in the mirror and think, man, my body is so strong because she handled chemo, radiation, surgery, all that like a G, right? So it's weird because, again, one day I'm like, how could you do this to me? How you just wake up and decide you want to make extra sales? Like, what's up with that? Why you do that? But then the other day I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you are so strong. So cancer really complicated that relationship. But I think you can probably relate to having a complicated relationship with your body, even if you haven't gone through something like cancer, because so many of us have body insecurities. And of course, we live in a world where social media, advertising is just always preying on those body insecurities, right? And so it's hard. It's hard out here. That's basically what I'm saying, that it is hard out here. But I have used journaling to work through a lot of these issues, a lot of these insecurities. So I need to tell you a story today. A story about Tupac the Tupac and Mindy the Muffin. Okay. I know you're like, what is she talking about? So, Tupac the Tupac and Mindy the Muffin. What are those things? They are parts of my stomach. Okay. So, one of the things that I struggle with the most as far as like trying to love my body is my stomach. Okay. So let me tell you about Tupac the Tupac. So I have these two abs that are just always there, right? So a few weeks ago, I was doing the 75 hard challenge. If you don't know what that is, you can look it up. It's a fitness challenge, and a part of it is you have to post a picture, a progress photo every day. And most of the folks who were doing the 75 hard challenge, when they would post their progress photo, they would do it in just like workout pants and a sports bra. So I was like, okay, I need to do that too. And so all of these folks were like messaging me and they were like, okay, abs. And I was like, what? What are they talking about? And then I realized they were talking about Tupac the Tupac. So I have these two abs, they're at the top. And they're always there. So I think they first came when I was in college. So in college, I was an aerobics instructor. I taught 5 classes a week. So I was super in shape. And I did have the elusive 6-pack that folks talk about. I had a 6-pack. But that was a long time ago, y'all. Right? So that 6-pack is gone. Or most of them are gone. The 2-pack is still there. And no matter how much weight I gain, that 2-pack is always going to be there. So that's Tupac the 2-pack, right? It's there no matter what size I am. But then I also got Mindy the Muffin. That's my muffin top. And oddly enough, just like Tupac the 2-pack is there no matter how much weight I gain, Mindy the Muffin has been there no matter how much weight I lose. So even when I had a 6-pack, I still had a muffin top. Isn't that crazy? Right. So we got Tupac the 2-pack, Mindy the Muffin. And I'm sharing all that with you because my goal has been I need to love them both equally. I need to feel the same way about these two parts of my stomach because they're both parts of me. And believe it or not, journaling is helping me get there. So I feel like a step toward body love is body neutrality. Now, what is body neutrality? It is basically this idea that you don't love your body, but you don't hate it either. It's just there, right? It's just your body. So when you look at your stomach, for example, since we're talking about my stomach, you just focus on its ability to digest food and thus give you energy for the day instead of worrying about if you have mending the muffin, right? You just think, oh, you help me digest food. And that's cool. Now, body neutrality is complicated in and of itself because a lot of times it encourages you to focus on your body's abilities. But that can be tricky too if you have a physical disability or you are aging or whatever, for whatever reason, your body isn't moving the way you may want it to. That can be complicated. So really, what body neutrality should be about is you recognizing that your body is proof of your existence. And therefore, it is always worthy of being here and being appreciated because it is proof of your existence. So body neutrality is a concept that, to be honest, I just couldn't wrap my brain around for a really long time. I couldn't understand how you could be neutral about your body. Again, because I have such a complicated relationship with my body. And instead, I felt like body love should always be the goal. You know, June Jordan, who was one of my favorite writers, she once said, "I am a feminist, and what that means to me is much the same as the meaning of the fact that I am Black. It means that I must undertake to love myself and to respect myself as though my very life depends upon self-love and self-respect." Amen, right? So that is how I feel about body love. That's why I feel like body love is so important. And so again, body neutrality is just something I could not wrap my brain around. But I would use my journal to try to get there, to try to understand body neutrality. And then one day, while sitting in the chair of my hairstylist, I realized that I actually was neutral about something on my body. So if you know me IRL, you know that I have a gray streak of hair. So I have had gray hair since I was in my 20s. And by the time I got to my late 30s, I had like a full streak, right? So my stylist was, you know, working on my hair. And she says, "So do you like your gray streak?" Now, I know that was her trying to be tactful way of saying, girl, don't you want me to dye this? Like, that's what she was trying to say. But she just said, do you like your gray streak? And I thought about it for a second. And then I said to her, I don't really like it or dislike it. I'm kind of neutral. And then right there, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm neutral about something on my body. This is body neutrality. Could my gray streak be the gateway to body neutrality for me? And so I was just overwhelmed by this. And of course, I went home and I journaled about it. And, you know, realizing that, you know, body neutrality really can be a stepping stone to body love. So loving your body may feel like a stretch for you, but I believe that through journaling, you can come to at least appreciate your body, not for what it looks like and not even for what it can do, but simply because it is proof that you exist. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how you can use journaling to get to body love or at least body neutrality. The Righteous Bae podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. To talk about how you can use journaling to get to the point of body neutrality, which again, I believe is a stepping stone to body love. Part of body neutrality is about cutting off those negative thoughts, cutting off negative self-talk. And so journaling can help you with that because you can use journaling to come up with positive body love affirmations. So I know that they may feel insincere if you're just reading off the affirmations that you find online. Instead, I think you should write down things that shift the negative thoughts. So for example, if you have negative thoughts about your arms being flabby, instead of thinking about that, you reflect on the fact that your arms allow you to hug your partner or hug your kids or hug your friends. You use your journal to write down some affirmations that will counter those negative thoughts. So if you know you're constantly having negative thoughts about your arms, use your journal to write down, I appreciate my arms because they allow me to XYZ. Again, body love might feel insincere, might feel like a stretch. So you're not writing, I love my arms, because if that's not true, you're going to feel like you're lying to yourself. So instead, you are writing about what you appreciate about your arms. Instead of lamenting that you don't have what society considers a bikini body, journal about how much fun you had on your latest beach trip. Or you could write about how much fun you want to have on your next beach trip. Another thing you need to keep in mind is check the conversations that you have with friends. If you have a friend who only likes to talk about how she or someone else needs to lose weight, before you hang out with her, use your journal to brainstorm some more interesting topics to talk about. Also, listen to your body. A big part of body neutrality is about just respecting your body. Listen to your body. When you're hungry, feed your body nourishing foods that it needs. When you exercise, do so to boost your mood, not necessarily to lose weight. And opt for movement that you actually enjoy. So if you hate the spin class or grit or something like that, if you know you hate that, then do something else. There are other ways for you to move your body. Body neutrality urges you to respect and take care of your body and to detach that care from any judgment of your body's appearance. So you can use your journal to make note of foods that make your body feel good. Make note of exercises that make your body feel good. So your journal basically becomes this manual to help you appreciate and take care of your body. And again, that care has absolutely nothing to do with what your body looks like. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you your journal prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Today, for your journal prompts, I'm going to give you some options. Because as I said before, body neutrality, for me at least, I see it as a stepping stone to body love. You may feel that body neutrality is good enough for you and you just want to stop there. So I want to give you some options for your prompt. And I'm also going to share something from my own journal. If you feel that body neutrality is where you want to stay, or even that it's just where you need to be right now to get to body love, one option for you for your prompt is to write a letter of gratitude to your body. So that's one option. If you want to try to get to body love, you can write a love letter to your body. So again, your option is you can write a love letter to your body or write a letter of gratitude to your body. Now wait, I have more options for you. So if that's too overwhelming to think about your whole body, then you can try to write a love letter to your favorite body part or write a letter of gratitude to your least favorite body part. Let me go over those options again. You can write a love letter to your body or write a letter of gratitude to your body. You can write a love letter to your favorite body part or you can write a letter of gratitude to your least favorite body part. Of those options, I'll tell you which one is my favorite, and it is writing a letter of gratitude to your least favorite body part. I recently wrote a letter. It started out as a letter. I feel like it ended up being a poem, really, to my stomach, of course. And I would like to share that with you today, if you don't mind. So I'm going to actually pull out my journal turn some pages here and read this to you. So this is a letter, if you will, that I wrote to my stomach. I grab hold of you when I need to steady myself. Up, down, in, out. You help me catch my breath. You are wise. You tell me when something is off, when something is just not right. But I don't always listen. I don't always trust you. But I know this is simply because I don't always trust myself. I'm always trying to change you, trying to shrink you, trying to make you fit into spaces that weren't made for you. Sometimes I feel ashamed of you when I'm walking along the beach, when I see you poking out in pictures, when I make love to my husband. I want to hide you, but you are the center of everything. Because you have not carried a child, you don't have a right to take up space. This is what I feel society saying to me with every judgmental look I get when I reveal I am childless by choice. But here I stand in the mirror, pulling at your flesh, thinking the same hurtful words about you. Then I feel you remind me that every single day, I am giving birth to myself. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.